Two people have died in a light plane crash on the outskirts of Adelaide. South Australian police say an aircraft crashed into a hangar at Parafield Airport shortly after taking off on Wednesday afternoon, killing both of those on board. Chief Inspector Andrew McCracken of the Northern District says several others were injured and taken to hospital, while more than 50 firefighters worked to extinguish a significant blaze sparked at the hangar on impact.
At this time, with other people in the hangar at the time, we've got other staff members who have had to be taken to hospital. We have two people, as mentioned, who have died. We have one in a life-threatening condition at the Royal Adelaide Hospital, two in a serious condition at the RAR, one with minor injuries at the RAR, four persons at Lyon McEwen with smoke inhalation, and a further two other persons were rushed to the Modbury Hospital with smoke inhalation as well.
Australia and China have agreed to cooperate on jet fuel shipments during Foreign Minister Penny Wong's visit to the country. Minister Wong is in China as part of a three-country tour that also includes Japan and South Korea. China has clamped down on fuel exports since March to protect its domestic supply after the closure of the Strait of Hormuz disrupted crude and fuel flows. Ms. Wong says the agreement is in recognition of Australia's importance to the regional economy.
The inputs China supplies to Australia, including jet fuel, support the Australian resources sector, which in turn helps to maintain the flow of commodities that are so important in the bilateral trading relationship.
U.S. President Donald Trump says Vladimir Putin has offered to help manage Iran's enriched uranium as part of a potential nuclear deal. Mr. Trump says the Russian president raised the idea in a phone call, offering Russia as a third party take control of Iran's uranium, a key U.S. demand to limit its nuclear program.
He told me he'd like to be involved with the enrichment if he can help us get it. I said I'd much rather have you be involved with ending the war with Ukraine. To me, that would be more important because we're gonna have that. Look, we're not gonna let Iran have a nuclear weapon. They're not going to have a nuclear weapon. They know it, and just about everybody else does. And so we talked about that a little bit.
Under the previous 2015 deal, Iran shipped most of its enriched uranium out of the country, including to Russia, to limit its nuclear capability. To sport and in football news, FIFA has cleared the way for Afghan women footballers to return to international competition. The world body has approved a rule change that will allow the team to compete without the approval of the Taliban, who imposed widespread restrictions after their seizure of power in 2021. Afghanistan Women United is currently undergoing a selection process, with FIFA to host regional selection camps in England and Australia. Former team captain Khalida Popal, now living as a refugee in Denmark, says she's overjoyed by the decision.
It's a historic moment right now that I've witnessed. It's extremely empowering and it's something that we have been waiting and fighting for such a long time.
With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Assam Al-Ghalib.